What's in the news?
He made known in writing that he was coming to kill me.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. 30-year-old Alexis DeCaney says she was harassed for a year by her ex-boyfriend, a former sergeant with the Akron, Ohio Police Department.
Raped me and attacked me and strangled me until I was unconscious. He made known in writing via text message and social media that he was coming to kill me.
She says Eric Paul used police databases to get information to make her life a living hell.
I tried changing my number several times, and he would just get this other app on his phone where he could call me from his phone, but it would come up different numbers. I would try to go hide and stay at friends' houses or my mom's, and he would find me.
Paul is now serving a 4-month sentence after a guilty plea. This is not an isolated case.
It is often difficult to distinguish a questionable search from the millions of legitimate searches that law enforcement officers do every day.
Sadie Gurman at the Associated Press found 325 law enforcement people disciplined in some way between 2013 and 15 for misusing database information. Chuck Gallup is one of those cops.
I've spoken to officers who went through that training at the time, and they were told, pull out your high school yearbook. Start running people. Get used to the system. It's new technology. Use it.
Victims say it has to stop.
There needs to be some sort of checks and balances, some sort of way to hold these officers that have complete discretion accountable for this information they have at their fingertips.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaithen, CBS News.